This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The U.S. Senate is making another go at federal aid for Flint, Michigan. $170 million to replace Flint's pipes, $50 million for lead prevention programs elsewhere, because Flint is the worst example, yes, but not the only one of unsafe drinking water. Cities from Parkersburg, West Virginia, to Hoosick Falls, New York, are dealing with toxins in their water as well, as are the courts dealing with it. Among the most recent cases is one in Alabama, where residents and the Water Authority are suing 3M, maker of Scotch Garden Post-it notes, to name just two, in connection with chemicals in their water supply. The EPA is going to release new guidelines on water safety this spring. But in the meanwhile, as Gigi Duban reports, the fight is on over who might have to foot the bill if a cleanup is in order.
Larry Watkins has lived near Decatur, Alabama, all his 66 years. So has most of his family.
My brother lived next door. My cousin lives the third house down. My first cousin lives in that house. All those are cousins up there. Just all family folks, just about.
He's got 5 acres, about a mile from the Tennessee River. A few months ago, Watkins went to the doctor and found he has high levels of PFOA and PFOS in his blood. Those are byproducts of chemicals created by 3M to make nonstick surfaces. Watkins' levels? 3 times what's considered safe by the EPA. Watkins also has high cholesterol.
I'm taking cholesterol medicine, but it don't seem to be working because it'd be the same every time I go back and forth to my doctor.
For decades, 3M manufactured these compounds and discharged waste into the river. Now, lawyers representing Watkins and thousands of other customers of the West Morgan East Lawrence Water Authority say health issues ranging from cancer to high cholesterol are tied to elevated levels of these chemicals in the water. Carl Cole is an attorney in Decatur on the case. He says all eyes are on the EPA.
They have, for lack of a better term, guidelines that state how much of these chemicals you can be exposed to over a short period of time.
In case you were wondering, it's 400 parts per trillion. But Cole says the issue for folks here goes beyond that.
What is it long term? Because these people that are having to drink this water every day don't have short-term exposure to this. They have long-term exposure to it. That's why we're seeing levels that are, you know, 4 and 5 times what is the guideline acceptable amount through the EPA.
3M was the primary manufacturer of PFOS until it announced in 2000 it would voluntarily phase out production. In a statement, 3M said that in years of medical testing, its employees have shown, quote, no adverse health effects as a result of exposure to PFOS or PFOA. Several years ago, the company stopped making the chemicals at its Decatur facility. But the problem, many say, is that these substances stay in the water supply. Don Sims heads the Water Authority here, which treats 600 million gallons of water a year.
We didn't put stuff in the water. Whoever put it in the water ought to be required to clean it up. That's it.
Sims says levels of contaminants like the ones 3M discharged into the river years ago are still at times dangerously high. He's worried that if the EPA issues new, more restrictive guidelines, the water won't be considered safe to drink, not without a very costly cleanup.
It would cost us somewhere between $20 million and $100 million to do a capital expenditure to clean that quart out of the water.
That quart Sims is talking about what these substances would amount to if you took all the water processed per year and removed the bad parts. In Decatur, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.